and welcome back to the Mel Kay Show. I am here again with my very good friend, Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, because today and this week has been incredibly insane on all fronts. But the financial news, Andrew, and I didn't know this before I knew you and I paid more attention and actually had somebody to ask, seems to be as insane and chaotic as anything else. And I've been looking up what's going on with gold and silver, with fiat currency, with the default. It just seems like it's controlled chaos. So can you tell me a little bit about what's going on in the financial sector and what is happening for real?
Oh, yeah. It's I believe that the fear of the pending recession is setting in, and people are just looking for guidance. It's like most of the people out there are just like a flock of sheep just looking to be led. Like, what do I do right now? I've even had people that have bought gold from us like 6 weeks ago, a couple of them call us up and want to sell it back. And I'm like, no, now is not the time to sell it. If you're in a situation and you need the funds, right, absolutely sell it. We'll buy it back anytime. But this is the time that you should be getting back in. And gold is $75 yeah, off of its recent high. So for someone that's new to gold, they could be thinking, well, gold was $75 an ounce higher about 3 weeks ago, so maybe I just got in at the high. But no, gold is getting ready to blast off.
Right, right. Well, that is what I'm seeing too, and it makes sense, because what a lot of people mm-hmm. don't understand is that the debt. First of all, I think our country, people already know, we are bankrupt. Our debt is so ridiculous, and they keep sending money to Ukraine that we know we don't have. We have the wide open border and what they're doing right now. And you know this, but my audience, I think knows, but we'll just reiterate. This is called the Cloward Piven strategy. And what they're doing is they've opened our borders to flood our country so that our social programs, that would be welfare, Medicaid, Social Security, everything that keeps the social programs functioning, are flooded with new people that they collapse at the same time that they're collapsing the controlled demolition of the entire economy, and they're about to default on the debt. And believe me, they have options. So I firmly believe that this is a push, Andrew, to the central bank digital currency as the answer to all of this. We talk a lot on my show about the Hegelian dialectic, where they cause the problem, then it becomes so chaotic that the public is begging for an answer, for a solution. And then they're going to come in with, well, this is why we need the central bank digital currency. But Andrew, can you please explain, since we've been through this and we both have done many shows with each other, with other people, with multiple people and each other, on the 14067 central bank digital currency, what is that and why is it very dangerous and probably the end of freedom and privacy when it comes to finances?
Oh yeah, so 14067 is we're past the beta testing period, but it's where it's where United States and possibly the whole world moves to a central bank digital currency where we're purchasing things with our phone. I've even heard that they want to put a chip under your skin and that you could purchase things that. I think in the beginning, it'll just be using your telephone and just making purchases, scanning it over a parking meter or going to the market or going to the gas station. And this is control. A good friend of ours, General Flynn, I was on another interview with him earlier today. And he knows a lot about governments and world governments. And he says that the way that they control you is through healthcare and through food. And it's just as you just said, once they control you through those, after creating this chaos that they've done, and then they provide a fix, this is how we comply with everything, unless we keep spreading the word and we fight back. And
I know. Me, well, I that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
That's what you and I've been doing.
We're almost to be out there. Yeah.
I know. Well, we've been doing this for 2.5 years. But when we started, Andrew, people were like, what are you talking about? But we've really been on the front lines kind of warning people about this. And again, the central bank digital currency is just changing the fake fiat currency that we have now, which is money out of thin air that is not backed by anything. It's just our government and our treasury and our Federal Reserve, which is not federal, which is a private bank owned in cahoots with all their other, what I call the private Western central banking cartel, all the way up to the BIS. They are not accountable to anyone. And the higher you go, the less, they're more opaque. we don't even know it's in the books of the Federal Reserve, let alone the bank that controls it. So what we're dealing with is we have to just trust them. Well, right now, we don't trust any institution in the government. We certainly don't trust, I don't right now, with what I'm seeing from the FBI to the DOJ to the intel communities to the Twitter files to all of this, let alone the Treasury and the Fed are saying two different things. They don't seem to be correlating. And in the meantime, we are not being told that these will be programmable tokens. So they're not really currency. It's just a situation, again, where we have to trust them because, Andrew, what we've learned along the way is that it will be controlled by an algorithm. And what you right now consider your credit score, which if anyone's been out there and ever had a problem with your credit, it's like, even if it has nothing to do with you, it's almost impossible. You can fix it, but it takes months and letters and begging and phone calls. And, you know, then it falls off your credit when they decide it. Well, now this is going to be on an algorithm, which also tracks all of your expenses, all of your carbon footprint, a digital ID that's connected to your finances, where you can be, you know, they track, trace, surveil, and they can take fines from you. They're going to exactly, if you look at the IRS executive order by the Biden regime, they have all kinds of biometric data and AI that's going to also take your taxes out directly. So, you know, it's the end of privacy, right, Andrew? It's really about what, how much control you have over your money and your freedom and your liberty.
It's true. And for people out there that want to dive even deeper into this, it's the central bank digital currency will trade on something that's called the blockchain. And the blockchain is definitely like the wave of the future, but it's not run by a company. It's the blockchain just it works on its own. It's a computer program of how these transactions are processed. So if something is, if there's an issue, there's no customer service number that you can call and try to get this fixed. It's like, nope. That's why you have to be really careful when you deal in any cryptocurrency or any crypto token, where if you send it to the wrong wallet, you can't get it back. I mean, 9 times out of 10, you cannot get it back. And there's no customer service line that you can call and sit on hold for 2 or 3 hours and then have them wave the magic wand and then undo the mistake that you made. It's with this, it's once it's on there, it's like being on the internet, it's there forever. So for me,
right,
I'm sure that 50 years from now, this is going to be like so far into the process. But for now, I want to fight it. I want to have gold and silver. I want to have tangible assets that I can carry around with me that are portable, so that I could privately make the purchases that I want to.
Yeah. And yeah, it's really important to keep in mind that this central bank digital currency, if you're paying attention, if you're watching me, which you are, you know that I put together really what global governance is, and that all the different pieces of global governance include the IMF, the BIS, and the World Bank. But under them are the World Health Organization. They're having their treaty meetings. We have the World Economic Forum, the UN, the IPCC, Chantham House, you know, Council of Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission. The Bilderbergs are meeting this week, too. These are all the people that will be controlling this. This is not a U.S. currency. This is a central bank digital currency that is international and can cross borders. Mm-hmm. And that's where a problem comes in, because we are having a big problem at the top of the world governance oligarchies, where China and Russia and India and the BRICS nations, known as that, are right now also meeting. And there's a meeting also in Qatar where they are all talking about dumping the US dollar at the same time that we're about to default on our debt. Because the Democrats do not want to deal with cutting any spending. They want it all, while they're also sending billions of dollars to Ukraine. How does, Andrew, the default, if it comes, affect the financial system in America?
Well, I've seen this happen in the last 10 years, like so many times. And usually what it does, it just scares people. We immediately start fielding a ton of calls with people wanting to get involved in gold and silver. There's usually a stock market sell-off, because you've got right. You've got people that work in the government, like my brother used to, who was in the Navy Reserve, and he was a contractor for the FAA. His wife worked for the district attorney's office in Oklahoma City, and they're not able to go to work. So when that happens, people don't know how long it's going to be, even though it tends to not be for that long. They get scared and they want to start liquidating assets. And that's what happens. It really, it always has an effect of fear, like all the way across the board. So that's something that people want to be prepared for. I wouldn't want to have too many big positions in the stock market right now.
No, and that's the other thing. So we've been warning about the central bank digital currency. Now we're at a place where I believe that they're going to go for the default for the first time in a very long time, because they are looking to implement the central bank digital currency. So that's a double whammy on all of us and on the stock market. And they're setting it up like that. And Yellen, who used to be with the Fed, and that should not happen. Or like you talked about Gensler, who, you know, used to be at Goldman, and or Larry Fink, who's up there running the central bank digital currency and the ESG score and the Great Reset and Agenda 2030. All these people are in cahoots to transfer to this, which is why a safe haven is very important right now. It's like you and I have been talking for a long time. A lot of people buy or used to buy gold as an investment. Right now, you and I are saying buy gold to make sure that you keep your savings. This is a safe haven for your savings. Gold and silver have been around since the beginning of time, before us. So you have to understand that it will always be valuable. It will always be there. We don't know about the rest of it. The storm ahead is wild. So Andrew, let's talk about some of the options for people that want to get into gold and silver or have gold and silver. What are the ways, first of all, what are the different options for to buy gold and silver? And then what if people want to, so some people want it sent to them and have it on them and have a safe or whatever. Some people want other options. So let's talk about, I'm a first time gold buyer. You know, I've worked my whole life. I have $20,000-$30,000 that I have in my savings. And I don't know what's going to come from the storm ahead, but I want to weather it and know that my money is going to be safe. What are my options?
So there's a couple of different ways. You can invest in gold and silver, and I'm talking physical gold and silver through your IRA or 401k. You can also do it through a cash account. So I'll cover both of those. So with a retirement account, let's say you have a 401k at a company that you used to work at, but you no longer work there anymore. You probably forgot about it. You you can go online, see what the balance is, and you can roll over a portion of that or all of that into a precious metals IRA. So it would no longer be a 401k. It then becomes an IRA. We do these in about 7 to 10 days. It's a non-taxable event. And then you can own physical gold and silver that is stored at a depository in Delaware in a lockbox with your name on it. And one thing that we've seen happen a lot lately is we'll get phone calls with people that say, hey, I'm really happy I rolled over my 401k into a precious metals IRA, but I'm starting to get scared. Should I just have it all shipped to me and just take the tax consequence of taking delivery of it? Because if you take a delivery of the gold and silver, it's considered to be a distribution, and that is a taxable event. But we've had some people that feel like paying tax on something that they always knew they're going to have to pay tax on anyway, that paying that tax now is worth it for them. Many times we'll ask them to talk with their tax person and just maybe not take it all out physically, or wait for things to just get a little bit more difficult out there in the financial world before you do something quite so drastic. But we try to remove ourselves from that decision and then help provide them with ways to make an educated decision, because you don't want to have to take the tax hit if you don't want to. But these are not paper gold and silver. It's physical gold and silver. So you can also purchase it outright.
Explain the difference, because a lot of people, I know that a lot of people have gotten snookered by the paper gold and silver, or especially paper gold. So if you could just explain the difference, because I strongly recommend, for at least for myself, I got physical gold because I don't want to be stuck with that. I've heard some really bad stories. If you could just explain it for people so they understand what you are dealing with.
So we're actually dealing with coins and bullion. So these are old gold coins that are about 100 years old, or pre-1965, dimes, quarters, and half dollars. These are non-reportable assets, and these are meant to be held for a period of time. So I would say with silver, you want to hold of 2 to 5 years before you even think about selling it. And let's say that you're investing $50,000 into gold and silver, and you think that there's a chance that you could get into some financial trouble in your future, but you're hoping not. And I would recommend to that person that you go part gold and part silver. So if you find yourself needing to sell something back, I would recommend selling the gold, because gold doesn't fluctuate that much in value, but silver has great potential. It can double or triple in price easier than gold can. So
yeah.
Silver should be held for a long time. And
yeah. Right.
Yeah. So and let's say that you.
Like, it looks like it's what I'm reading too, is if there is this default and then the double whammy of de-dollarization in the BRICS nations, you know, we don't know where this is going. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I do believe gold and silver will then at that point, you know, be one of the only options that, you know, to protect your money. Cause I'm very nervous, cause it looks like to me, Andrew, these, what happened with Silicon Valley Bank and then a couple other banks, I don't think that's over. I think we're in a period, like a lull, but from what I'm seeing, looking at some of the financial news, it looks like this squeeze centralized the banks, which is also needed for the central bank digital currency, is not done.
Yeah. Yeah. The big six banks out there are definitely meeting behind the scenes and just their conversations, but it's got to be something like, hey, we've got to stick together here, because if we let the truth get out, we're all in trouble. So anytime a smaller bank gets in trouble, and you've talked about this more than anyone has, let's consolidate. Let's buy up and save those small banks, and let's give the appearance that things are not as messed up as they are. But they really are. It's, if you follow the trend, which is, that's the number one thing when it comes to investing in anything, is follow the trend. Do you think that we're headed in the direction where things are getting better right now? Or do you feel like the second shoe is going to drop and it's going to get worse before it gets better? And for me, it's definitely the latter. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be a doomsdayer, but we've seen these cycles before, but this is one on steroids. So I just want to be ready.
Yeah. And we have to be honest with the truth of that there is a globalist, global governance group of oligarch billionaires, I believe, that run this country. If you watch my show, you know, I believe that the U.S. government has been captured by a very small group of people that are aligned with the international global public-private partnership. And what we have to remember is that they are being exposed, which makes them even more dangerous right now. So they are having a meeting coming up in June to accelerate Agenda 2030, which the central bank digital currency, the one world currency, is part of Agenda 2030. It's about controlling financial transactions worldwide under one umbrella. Everything is under one umbrella, and it's these guys and an algorithm that would control all that with a social credit score and all of that. The American people are going to fight hard. Andrew and I are on the front lines. You guys watching are on the front lines. We're sharing it with our friends. But we do know that there's going to be a rocky road ahead. They're not just going to give up. I do believe that America will prevail. We will have our sovereignty and our nation and our country back, and we will take back control. But during the meantime, Andrew, we do have a situation where I firmly believe that Social Security is very much in danger. And I have a lot of elderly people that watch my show. I'm very excited. I'm going to the villages at the end of June. So, you know, that's my audience I love the most. And a lot of them come up to me, and I'll tell you, I saw a bunch of people at this last event we were at in Miami that took my advice about leaving money behind. So that they had money for their grandchildren or for after they passed away, that they were allocating to their children or to whomever, a caretaker, whatever. And they decided to go in and put it into gold in your depository, which is a very good option if anyone's had anyone die and then goes through probate and all this craziness. This was something that you and I first talked about. I'd never really heard it before, but I've had like six people tell me that they've done that. Can you tell people that option for protecting what they have allocated for others after they pass away, and how it's a great idea to protect it this way?
Absolutely. So if people out there would prefer to not take physical delivery of the gold and silver that they invest in through us, we can set up an account for you at a place called Delaware Depository, where you set up an account where your physical gold and silver is being held there. It's insured while it's there. It's in a lockbox under your name. You receive statements anytime anything goes into it or out of it. Nothing can go out, come out of it without your signature and a verbal phone call. So it's completely safe. We've had an account there for over 15 years. And the security there is state of the art. I don't want to say it's as tight as Fort Knox, because we don't think anything's even in Fort Knox. But I believe that the depository has more gold than what Fort Knox is supposed to have. And so right. many people have actually taken us up on this option that in yeah. all the years we've been in business, for more than 15 years, the number of accounts that we've set up at Delaware Depository, whatever that number is, we exceed that each month in 2023. Like, so each month we will open up more storage accounts at Delaware Depository than we did in 15 years combined before that. So right. people well, it makes sense. Are investing. Yeah.
Yeah, it makes We've sense because happen. For me right now, I'm very nervous about what's going on. I think that they want this default. Then they'll blame the Republicans, even though neither exists. We have a uniparty, folks. But they really want the central bank digital currency. A lot of different things that are happening have to they hinge on that, because that's also a global, that's also a ID and a wallet. I mean, it's not just the currency. It's a whole crazy enslavement tool. But I do have to say, for me personally, I feel weird putting my money, because I have my money in multiple different places. And I think that it's smart. People ask me all the time, just for myself, what I'm doing. I think that it's smart to have at least a good amount in that depository there that I can take whenever I want. Another thing I know is happening, and we've discussed, because people say to me, well, you can't buy anything in gold and silver. And I want people to understand 23 states have already made it legal to use gold or silver as legal tender, which it should be anyway. But now four more states are adding it, and it looks like it's going to keep running. And more and more states are going to be allowing that for legal tender. But what we've seen also, Andrew, is people have been selling houses because the housing market's all messed up and people are selling cars or whatever. And instead of taking that money and putting it in the bank, they're sending it to you to buy gold to put into the depository to sit there to weather the storm from a big sale. I mean, these are all things nobody ever thought of before, but it makes a lot more sense right now to me.
Oh, yeah. I'm just looking at my phone right now because this is the last web submission that we received today. Like, they're coming in like constantly, but this is from somebody in Florida that listens to the Mel Kay Show, actually, by coincidence. And it says, I just sold a piece of land and the closing is on Friday. I'm interested in buying gold coins, silver, and non-reportable buckets. And the buckets are the $500 face value silver bags that we offer, which are non-reportable right. assets. And this is a real web submission that we just got right before I went on. So this is, I see these every single day. And for people that want to protect what they have, when you're getting a large sum of money from selling a property, and then that gets wired into your bank account, and you're glad that you've sold it. Now you're looking at a large number on your computer, and you after a couple nights, you're not sleeping well because you're like, "Hey, what if my bank fails and I've got $500,000 or $1 million or $1.5 million or $2 million in there?" It's a nervous feeling. So then you say, "Well, I want to get gold and silver," and then you get scared because you're like, "Well, I'm going to have it at home. Safe? Is that not safe?" That's when we go to the depository option. And just one thing that we always cover that we didn't cover today about the depository option is that if you do store at the Delaware Depository, you can set it up where there's a joint account holder that has benefits of survivorship. So if you were to pass away, and it would default right to them and goes past probate, because they could take delivery of whatever is in there in their physical possession with just a signature.
Yeah, so that's really an option. Yeah, that's really an option. And I'm very nervous right now because I moved a lot of, I've done multiple things. I bought a lot from you, but then I also moved money into multiple different banks. And now I'm like, well, I'm watching what they're doing with the regulations. This is why I say, like, I was aware of the propaganda and the fake news in politics and in entertainment, obviously, after being in there for 20 years and all of this stuff. But I was not aware of the egregious level of fake news in the financial news sector. And it's very manipulative. And you can see, well, Bloomberg, I mean, there's multi problems with Bloomberg running a news service, being a financial institution and this and that. But then all of them have their own, take on it. It's always is very confusing. CNBC saying something totally different than Fox Business than this. And it's by design. So this has really helped me kind of understand where we are. There's also a, you know, a lot of people are wondering, you know, finally, because Russia's talking about it, China's talking about it, the BRICS nations, now the African nations are talking about going back to the gold standard. Can it ever happen here? A lot of people say, no, it can't happen here. They don't even understand why we went off it. But I would say Kissinger's still alive. You should ask him, because it's got a lot to do with the Great Reset and the 100-year plan. But there was H.R. 2435 that was put in, the Gold Standard Restoration Act. And these aren't nobodies that are behind this. These are three very popular people in the government that believe that the gold standard is possible. Ron Paul, who's one of my favorite people out there when it comes to finances and ending the Fed and all of this, has some plans, and the Mises Institute. Listen, it is possible. What are your thoughts on that? Do you think that could ever happen?
I think it could happen. It's just the thing with that is that there's been so many dollars that have been printed out of thin air in order to help get us out of debt, that for us to be able to back all of those with the physical gold that's on hand, they say that gold could jump from like 20,000 to could go as high as 20 or 30,000 an ounce if that happened, like almost overnight. And as you said at the beginning of the interview, we don't really invest in gold and silver so that it can go up in value. Of course, that would be nice. That's our secondary goal, but our primary goal is preservation of capital. So I do hope that we go to a gold standard. And you've talked often about other countries not wanting to accept the dollar. And I travel a lot. I was in Singapore again 6 months ago during Christmas time. And I went to a store and I just pulled out dollars. I mean, I know they have their own currency, but everywhere will take dollars. So I went there and no, they wouldn't take them. And you actually have to go somewhere and exchange the dollars or go into your hotel and exchange the dollars. But like everywhere else, they'll take the local currency and they'll take the dollars. And I was just very surprised because Singapore is it's a pretty nice country. I'm really surprised. And Dubai did not take dollars very often either. So I think as I travel again this year in the summertime at the end of the year, we'll see more of that.
Oh, you will. You will see more of that. And that has a lot to do with our military industrial complex, as my audience knows, I talk about a lot, because they keep using financial sanctions as a tool for war or control. And the rest of the world isn't having it anymore. So again, we have two factions at the very top of the banking cartel, international, and the oligarchs that are fighting amongst themselves. They don't even take any of us or our money or our livelihood or our lives into account. Foreign policy is all over the world. So, you know, we have to do that for ourselves. Andrew has been so helpful. And I'll tell you, we were just together in Miami. Many people come up to both of us and tell us their stories and thank us for getting them through a hard time. All we really want is for everyone out there to make sure that they take care of themselves and their families and that they do not lose during this rough patch. I'm telling you, the next 6 to 8 months, we are dealing with a very desperate global oligarchy that really they counted on the Great Reset. And because of people like me and Andrew and you guys and other people that do what we do, they're having a lot of problems pulling it off and from all sides. So financially, you have options. The option in my mind is to protect your money through gold and silver. I am for the depository, but he can send it to you anytime. It's totally insured. Anything that we didn't cover. Oh, one thing I do want to say is that Andrew has done a lot for me. And so if you go to the MelKayShow.com partners page and go to Beverly Hills Precious Metals, we've worked together to have a forum there. He's worked with me a lot. He's had to hire a lot of new people because of the demand, and he's hired specialists. So one thing that's really important is when you go to the forum, fill out your name. Me nor Andrew give your information to anyone. So your email address and your phone number are between you and me and Andrew. What we want you to do is to put in notes, and Andrew will tell you what kind of notes, because he has people that just do 401ks. He has people that deal with small amounts. He has people that specialize in silver or gold, or for people that have never bought any gold or silver and just want to have a exploratory conversation. There's people that are awesome at that, that can help you figure out what's best for you, if it's best for you. But Andrew, you have many different options, but if you fill out that form, it'll go way faster. And he created that for me and the Mel Kay Show listeners. So talk a little bit about what to fill out and what kind of things people should put in the notes section.
So the one that we just talked about, where the person mentioned that they had just sold a home and that they were wanting to reinvest that into gold and silver. So what I will do with that information is that I will send that to a representative here that is a retired financial advisor that will give you all of the different options and not pressure you into investing all of it. So they take off their salesperson hat and they really try to help you. So other companies, if you call them, most of the time you're gonna get somebody that's thinking, okay, great, I have a chance to get a $500,000 sale and that's what they have and I wanna get every penny of it and get you to invest all of it. But that might not be your best move. And I have people that reach out to me by text all the time that say, hey, Andrew, I've got like another 48,000 in my checking account. It's all that I have in there right now. Should I get more gold and silver? And sometimes I just tell them like, no, it's keep that handy as your emergency fund. If things start to get a little bit tougher in the world and you have plenty of time to see if that happens, it's you may come back to me and the situation might be a little bit different where it might be beneficial for you to invest $10,000 or $20,000 of that, but don't do it now. And people love that because they know that we're really looking out for them.
Thank God.
So
yeah, that's why we work together. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I do it every day. It's I've got a couple today that I haven't even responded to yet that I will. So oftentimes people say I have a 401k that I would like to learn how to roll over. Right. Or tell me more about the physical gold and silver that I could receive. What's in the buckets that you sent to Mel Kay? What are the $20 gold pieces and why are they non-reportable? Whatever you want to put in there, it helps me get you to somebody that's going to be able to take their time and explain to you exactly how it works. And just one thing that we didn't cover on this interview that I found very interesting that ties with something that happened this week. Your financial advisors are not going to approve of you doing this type of investment because it's simply something that they cannot handle. So if you have an Edward Jones account and you trade stocks there and your retirement account is there, if you call them and say, hey, I would like to invest in physical gold and silver through you, they're not going to immediately tell you that they can't do that. They'll just tell you, what are you, crazy? Why would you want physical gold and silver? That's too volatile. But a call that we got this week is one that we get every few months, but this is a financial advisor with many clients, many, many, many clients. And he says, hey, I would like to make a deal with you where when my clients want to invest in gold and silver, that I could send them to you for a small commission. And this is a financial advisor. This is one of the people that tell you you should not be thinking about gold and silver. And the reason why they tell you
it's not. They're going to have to take care of themselves, you know?
Exactly.
They got to start taking care of themselves because you and I have also discussed that's happening to other people. When you go into your bank and you want to wire money to get your gold and silver or you do it online, they're giving you a hard time. They don't want to lose your business. And what's sad about these financial advisors is they're also being pressured by the idea of AI and all this other stuff replacing them. So they're under pressure to begin with, let alone they don't want to let go of what's going on. And the stock market's all nuts. But that's another thing, Andrew, that I want to remind people of is that, you know, you've had this problem multiple times. I've had it where you're trying to take out a large sum of money or transfer it to buy the gold. And they're telling you like, it can't happen. Or you think it's done. And it's like 3 days later and you're calling Andrew, like, why didn't it happen? And he's still waiting. So talk a little bit about that, because the banks are very scared of bank runs. There's going to be another SVB anytime soon, I believe. So just mention what that's about.
Yeah, well, one of the stories that I tell a lot that happened just a couple of months ago when I saw you out in Tulsa, I was literally talking to you. And then we just stopped talking for a moment. I looked at my phone and it was, I believe it was a Friday. And I'm looking and the bank deposits just stopped coming in on our Chase account. We have a Chase account and a Wells Fargo account. So I texted with my banker there and I said, hey, is there some sort of problem on the account? And it turned out that they put a freeze on the Chase account because a credit union from a happy client of ours from Northern California thought that it looked like a fraudulent charge for $100,000, or not a charge, but a fraudulent wire for $100,000. And they just put a freeze on the account. I didn't even know they can do that. And I called the client and I just said, hey, it's Andrew, Beverly Hills Precious Metals. Did we do something to get you mad? Because I think we have an issue with the $100,000 wire. I told her and she was appalled. She goes, no, everything's fine. She goes, I'm so sorry. I will go back Monday morning and send a new wire. And so I just let my banker know, give the $100,000 back and then unfreeze our account. And then we had her wire into Wells Fargo and everyone's happy. But that's too much power for the banks.
Yeah, they have way too much power. And I'm telling you right now that the goal is to consolidate and shut as many regional banks as they can. Hopefully that won't happen because we're aware of it. And we don't want to scare you, but I do really want you to weather the storm like I am. I'm not nervous because I still firmly believe God wins and we will pray and we will fight and we will stand up. And I believe the American people are waking up and taking back their liberty and their sovereignty and their free will and their God-given rights that are trying to be taken away every single day. But Andrew and I both want you to make sure that you don't lose what you do have or what you have for your family. Lots of options. Please go to Mel K Gold or the MelKShow.com partners page, Beverly Hills Precious Metals. Andrew is a very good friend of mine. I'm very good friends with his wife and all of his team is awesome. These are really, really good people that we picked on purpose because we know them and can stand by them. And last thing I wanted to mention too is we're both very good friends with General Flynn and there's a great General Flynn commemorative coin that we love because we love General Flynn and we love Liberty and want our futures to be great. And I believe General Flynn's on the front lines with that too. So that's a great option and it's a collector's item. And that'll, they've already sold out the first bunch. So there's lots of other options there that you can find out about when you give them a call or fill out the form. And we just really love you, Andrew. And thank you so much. I had so many people come up to me in Miami more than ever. Rob's handing me my General Flynn coin. Here it is. Oh, you might not be able to see it.
You got to have one.
Oh, good. You have one too. Okay. Yep, so we have one and now we've gotten them for, because we have so many people that we know we work with that love General Flynn and they all wanted one too. So that's a great, great option for a good patriot that wants to support our country and what we're doing here. So thank you, Andrew, my good pal. Any last words for the people? Because you and I aren't worried about the long term, but we do want people to protect themselves in the short term.
Well, right now, the wait times to receive the product are not as long as they typically are when there's a big run on gold and silver. So if you've been thinking about reaching out, right now is a good time. If don't wait for the next bank failure, because if you do, the prices are going to be a lot higher because gold and silver will skyrocket. Another bank failure will happen sometime soon. So get in while you can.
Yeah, and get ready because they're about to raise the, you remember when we were talking when they were like going to raise the interest rate to 3%? Now we're at 5.25. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's just going to get crazier and crazier. Protect yourselves. Andrew is the best of the best. Thank you, my friend. I will see you next time.
Thank you. See you soon.
Thanks.